You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
Hello, I'm Reverend Kim L. Singletary, pastor for the Overcomers Ministries International Church of Hudson, New York, inviting you to listen to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Every first and third Wednesday of the month, we'll be featuring a diverse offering of gospel music from across the wide Christian music spectrum. If you like listening to the tried and true and want to hear some new music too, I have all of that right here for you. Special studio guests join me to share their stories and views, and I bring it with my own spiritual social commentary relevant for today. So join me as I host There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to protect children from tobacco marketing in stores. The more kids see, the more likely they are to smoke. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit www.seenenoughtobacco.org.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned into All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, June the 29th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A vendetta against a local paper appears to be the motive in the nation's deadliest attack on journalists. Also on the Friday rundown, protesters vow to tell the true story of the Foxconn deal, and women's rights groups say Roe v. Wade faces its greatest threat. Topping our news, authorities have identified the suspected gunman behind Thursday's deadly shooting at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis. The New York Post reports they describe it as a targeted attack on the newspaper. Local law enforcement officials told CNBC that Jared Ramos, 38, was the person who walked into the Gazette newsroom and opened fire, killing five and injuring several others. The Post reports police officials say he had some sort of vendetta against a local paper. Officials told NBC News that Ramos once filed a defamation suit against the Gazette. Meantime, in what appears to be one of the deadliest attacks on journalists in U.S. history, the nation's journalism associations are offering all available resources to support the Capital Gazette.
Police continue to investigate and interrogate the gunman who opened fire at the Annapolis newspaper, killing five and gravely injuring several others, as the journalism community bands together to support the victims, survivors, and families. Rebecca Snyder with the Maryland, Delaware, and D.C. Press Association says they are deeply saddened by the news.
Our hearts go out to the families and to the victims, and we stand ready to help members of our fellow newsroom in any way. The Capital Gazette is a critical part of the community in Annapolis and in our association. We stand firmly with them and grieve their losses.
Even after the ordeal, surviving staff at the Gazette continued reporting on the chaos from their own newsroom. New York City police have tightened security for news organizations there, and Society of Professional Journalists President Rebecca Baker is calling on reporters, photographers, and editors to remain vigilant.
You know, SPJ wants all journalists to stay safe and stay strong.
The newspaper is part of the Baltimore Sun Media Group. Capital Gazette Communications also publishes the Maryland Gazette and the CapitalGazette.com. As President Trump and Governor Scott Walker hoisted golden shovels to break ground at a $10 billion factory complex for electronics giant Foxconn, protesters held their own event a few miles away in downtown Mount Pleasant. At Operation Shake the Ground, they focused on the project's negative environmental impact and the more than $4 billion in potential taxpayer subsidies for the Taiwan-based company. Jessica Anderson with the Gaia Coalition Network questions whether the 13,000 projected jobs will be long-term or mostly construction work.
How is this project really going to benefit our state when we are spending so much money on it? Plus, in the area of Racine, the unemployment rate is decently high, and we were just questioning what kind of jobs were going to be available for those people.
Governor Walker says the massive project will transform the state and make it a magnet for millennials. With the announcement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement this week, Mary Sherman reports some women's groups predict urgent times ahead for the future of reproductive rights.
There are specific concerns about the future of Roe v. Wade as President Donald Trump has promised to appoint nominees to the court who would overturn the law legalizing abortion. President and CEO of the National Women's Law Center, Fatima Goss Graves, says Kennedy was among the justices who have upheld the principles in Roe v. Wade.
In recent years, Justice Kennedy was the key vote to say that Roe versus Wade remains the law of the land and to reject all of those efforts to make sure that women do not have access to abortion.
Justice Neil Gorsuch, the first Trump appointee, was among the majority of justices who this week ruled that so-called crisis pregnancy centers run by anti-abortion groups don't have to post information about the availability of abortion services.
The Supreme Court could potentially hear cases that would determine how far into pregnancy an abortion would be legal and whether states can exclude Medicaid patients from Planned Parenthood services. And finally, Congress has 3 months to renew what's described as a vital but largely invisible program for conserving special places in states like West Virginia. Dan Hyman continues our coverage of this issue.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has meant $184 million for Spruce Knob, Seneca Rocks, the Canaan Valley, and other projects, but the Trump administration has proposed cutting it by 90%. Brent Bailey with the West Virginia Land Trust says the LWCF gets funding from offshore drilling royalties and makes grants for everything from wilderness access to pools in city parks.
If it's a place where hunters and fishermen go, if it's a place where people camp, hike, backpack, climb, mountain bike, raft, kayak, canoe, it is probably due to this federal program that's been sort of invisible.
The program has traditionally had strong bipartisan support in Congress. Bailey says Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito and Congressman Evan Jenkins recently used the fund to protect about 700 acres that rafters see in the Gauley River Recreation Area.
The deadline for renewing the LWCF is the end of September. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Friday with a high near 79 and a low around 63. Saturday should also be sunny with a high near 87 and a low around 72. Sunday, the heat turns on with a high of 92 and sunny skies, a low around 70. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre at Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit
of WGXC.
Listen, each and every one of you out there, let me tell you,
WGXC. WGXC. WGXC.
Everybody.
WGXC.
Is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy's out of you and me.
WGXC.
He's everywhere, man. He's in everything.
Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Kara Durham High School, Catskill High School, some of the schools WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in everybody.
WGXC.
He's in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers.
WGXC.
He's in Nutty Buddies.
WGXC.
He's in your mom. He's in everybody.
Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, Hilo in Catskill, and Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson are some of the restaurants WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got
WGXC
in them too.
WGXC
is in everybody out there. Everybody's got
WGXC
in them.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big easy's out of you and me.
Caro Town Park, Oakdale Lake in Hudson, Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill, some of the parks that WGXC has broadcast from.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king.
Caro Town Hall, Hudson City Hall, the Greene County Legislature, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are some of the town halls WGXC has broadcast from. Chatham Library, the Caro Library, the Catskill Library, the Hudson Library, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of
WGXC
inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
WGXC.
Heal me. Save me.
WGXC.
The Hudson Farmers Market. The Catskill Farmers Market. WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right. You got that
WGXC
inside of you. He's talking to you. He says he wants you to
donate.
Everybody got to
donate.
Sing like the king.
Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. The Stair Galleries in Hudson. Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. Rita Bowers Resort in Round Top. Stack's Pub in Cairo. M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, Hudson Lodge, Half Moon in Hudson, the Beverly in Kingston, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, and the Cannonball Factory in Hudson are some of the businesses WGXC has broadcast from.
Like the king. Get that leg going now. Get your lip, too.
Columbia Greene Memorial Hospital, the Greene County Council on the Arts, Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, Catskill Senior Center, the Catskill Community Center, the Hudson Youth Center, the Bridge Street Theater.
even know how much I missed you. Yeah, it wasn't the same getting by every day without my best friend. Yeah, I'm so glad that we're back together. You and I.
But what's your favorite local radio station?
WGX.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here now.
What? You can come closer. Yeah, come on. I'm not going to bite. He might, but I'm not going to. You know Kamal?
Oh, no, but I love your show.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hey, hey. Well, which show do you like more? Wednesday or Thursday?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. You can, I can take it. I can take it. I can take it.
Ours.
You know, this is...
I guess. How often have they had you on the show? How often have they had you on?
Well,
whatever you want.
Oh, now it's whatever you want. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Stu.
Stu.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hear you're going to go into farming, or already into farming.
Yeah, I'm into farming.
Yeah. So, Michelle, in case you know, is Michelle Hughes, who is the coordinate local? I forget
National
your
title. Young
National Young Farmers.
Naturally.
I know.
They'll
it's not.
Get it right.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of people. People want to call us association, but we're a coalition of farmers from all around the country.
All around the country, the entire country, Kamal.
Wow.
The entire country, and not old farmers. Screw those old farmers.
Well, no.
No.
We want to help them too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, of course. But you know, a lot of them are retiring and want to retire and transition out.
Land stays in that. That's what we want.
We can continue to have good food. We have
my fiance.
I bet you you're here to give money to your favorite local radio station.
I always do give.
Okay.
And we appreciate it.
And have you this time?
No, not yet.
Well, you might. Oh, in case you're wondering why that sounds funny, this lady is eating an apple while she's talking to us.
No.
And drinking coffee. What?
Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Live.
This is how you don't even need a microphone anymore. You can do it with a little phone like this. Isn't that amazing? I know. People our age don't get it. The young people understand it. Wait. Oh, you mean you're younger than me? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm beyond.
I'm 75.
Oh, really? My expiration date ran a while back. But I'm hanging in. So, what? Questions?
The shirts.
$20, and the one's yours.
I'm not bringing, can I see what it looks like?
Which one? They've got different, I think, oh yeah, we got all different kinds.
Oh, they're all different?
Well, is that okay? I don't know. You got a choice.
You really have to make a decision.
This one?
Yeah.
This is sort of the hippie version, or kind of California beach version. This is my favorite in Semaphore. That's pretty cool, don't you think? And that's a small. That's got your name on it.
Yeah, but I
those are the three styles. We have shirts here, folks. $20 a piece for your contribution to WGXC.
Thank
you so much. Oh, you scared me. Yeah.
I have to watch my language.
That was my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Stu.
Yeah.
But what's your name so I can make sure you do it?
Nora.
Lynn, make sure somebody named Nora contributes.
Sam's a good friend of mine.
Sam Sebring?
Yes.
Sam Sebring, not in the house. We love Sam. What?
What's your name?
Tom.
Are you Tom?
No, I'm not Tom Lowe.
Okay.
Oh, no, not the great Tom on high. I'm the great Tom on low. The Thursday afternoon Tom.
Thursday Tom.
And the Wednesday, Wednesday Slay Diddy. You know the Wednesday afternoon show?
No.
You don't listen to that? Some people think it's the best show on the air.
It is. Could be biased.
Yeah, it could be biased. Hello, sir. Have you contributed to your favorite local radio station?
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400. Or go to wgxc.org online.
No, I agree.
Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXE?
No.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
You have to, a check or it two says, check?
Down push, you're a lot bloody. What I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new, I should
let you
know. Yeah, because you got to watch your language. Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
Looking over the T-shirts. We have T-shirts for sale. And here we are. WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh! Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, Larry, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was trying
like
to
that
see
one?
Where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not... Oh!
That's, yeah,
yes,
oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, I yeah, oh, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no, no, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee do you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
You mean mature, don't you?
I agree with mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. Yeah. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. But sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened to $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes' comment?
Yes. Tell them what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which is what she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred. Oh,
yeah, I heard. Oh. Clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiance that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is a setup right here.
We're innovative.
We're innovative. This is the 21st century.
And once again, folks, 518-697-7400. I'm not going to be shy to ask you to please contribute to your local community radio station to keep this cultural thing going into the future in a vibrant and healthy manner. And it takes you, our dear listeners, to make that happen. So once again, thank you to those who contributed and those who will contribute, which I know is going to happen. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again.
Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll speak a little louder, I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can get the words out.
It's WGXE's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep creative community radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
But we have been lucky to be on Bound by Books for many, many years. So Bound by Books was one of the shows when WGXC first launched. Oh. Way back when. And We've had changes in the youth on the show, obviously, because youth grow up and sometimes they move. But yeah, we've had continuous youth voices on the radio on Bound by Books ever since the start. And there's also other great radio shows hosted by youth on WGXC. Because WGXC is great.
Yeah.
They give space for youth voices as well as other community voices. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help do our part to help keep WGXC on the air so that more and more and more youth voices can be heard every day on the radio here in Columbia Green County and elsewhere. It's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC. And we're trying to reach, or striving to reach, or going to reach, a goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air throughout the year. And our daily goal is
$2,100.
And we're hoping some people listening out there will help us reach this daily goal and help us reach the greater goal to keep WGXC going strong. And so we're asking people out there, if you care about community radio, youth voices on the radio, bookish radio, hands-on radio, listener-supported radio.
For that reason, call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your generosity.
Yeah. And every amount counts. Could be... It could be a quarter. I don't know if you can donate a quarter online. Oh, yeah. But if you had a quarter in your pocket and you stopped by, you could donate it.
Yeah.
If you have $1 million in your pocket, you could donate that too.
That would be very helpful.
We like both. Yeah. But yeah, all amounts count. Everything helps us reach our goal. We won 1 year. We had one of our youth radio co-hosts just emptied her pockets and she had $5 and some odd cents and she gave that to the station. So every little bit counts. We hope you'll call in 518-697-7400. Talk to one of our wonderful friends out at the phones or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. It's a great website.
Yeah.
I go to the website a lot. You can listen to old shows on there. So if you miss our show some week and you're so sad that you didn't get to listen to Bound by Books, you can go back and catch it in the archives.
Yeah.
Or if you missed a community event, there's a lot of recorded meetings all throughout the area. So if you can't attend everything, which nobody can attend everything, but you wish you could, you can catch up by searching for those meetings in the archives on the website. But yeah, it's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. And there really have been... The radio's been all over the area. There's studios in here in Hudson where we just moved this spring, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we've been here forever now. But we're in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of 4th and Warren. Little side entrance by the post office. Great new space. We've settled in nicely. There's also a studio space over in Acre. And there's also broadcasts from Catskill, as well as remote broadcasts from all over our listening area. We had a broadcast from the Hudson Area Library this year, which was fun.
Yeah.
For the Hudson Children's Book Festival, we had a bunch of authors and illustrators come, and we did a remote broadcast from the Teen Room. I've heard shows that are recorded in restaurants, from other libraries. There's a whole list here of places that broadcasts have... happened in the past year. Oh, we did one last, I think it was last year, from the Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. That was fun because we're a book show, so we got to be surrounded by books while we...
Van Duren all the way from Memphis, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra. Turn it up.
WGXC believes in community. We are a hands-on participatory radio station and serve many communities. WGXC's volunteer programs range in age from 9 to 84 and come from all walks of life. What they produce is as varied as the communities we serve. WGXC is an unbiased source for local news and cultural affairs information. Programming made by and for youth airs daily, and our celebrated musical programming is unique, diverse, and eclectic.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
At least one New York union says it was prepared for Wednesday's Supreme Court ruling that could weaken the bargaining power of public sector unions. The 5-4 ruling in Janus versus AFSCME means public sector unions will no longer be able to collect fees from workers who get the wages and benefits negotiated by the union but are not dues-paying members. Fred Kowal is president of United University Professions, representing more than 40,000 academics and faculty on New York State-operated campuses. He says the decision was not unexpected and may end up strengthening the union.
We're ready for a fight. We will be engaged in defending our rights and what we have gotten for workers. And we're going to expand our work so that we can get these benefits to the rest of the working class that are suffering so badly in the Trump era.
The plaintiff in the case argued that requiring mandatory fees to fund collective bargaining constituted forced political speech and was a violation of his First Amendment rights. But Kowal points out that workers who don't join a public sector union still gain significant benefits from the contracts that the unions negotiate, such as the contract UUP recently worked out with New York State.
It includes historic gains like paid family leave and minimum salaries for our academic part-time contingent labor force and preservation of our excellent health benefits.
He says non-union workers paying an agency fee to UUP are about 5% of those benefiting from the union contract. While that 5% will no longer be part of the collective bargaining unit, Kowal says a recent Gallup poll shows that support for unions now is stronger than it has been in decades.
I think people are coming to realize what would be lost if unions get weakened more by this court decision or by other actions that could be forthcoming.
He adds that unions are proving to be invaluable in the effort to fight back against the growing economic divide between the very rich and everyone else. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games from the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. Might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Covered load. If you're going to win a muck a mat with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Been I wander everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Windham, Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Windham, Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
Life is a rock.
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Windham, Greenville,
Schoharie,
Green County,
Patrick,
Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You're listening to the radio coming to you from everywhere. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC, and it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're asking you to call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org and make a pledge to keep the radio coming to you from everywhere. At WGXC, in the past, you've heard live broadcast from local schools. From Chatham High School, from Hudson High School, from Cara Durham High School, from Catskill High School. You've heard live broadcasts on the radio from local restaurants on WGXC, from the Blue Plate in Chatham, from the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, from Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, from High Low in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts on WGXC from parks around the region, Carrow's Town Park, the Oakdale Lake Park in Hudson, from Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts from local town halls throughout the area. Live broadcasts from Carrow Town Hall, from the Athens Town Hall, from the Hudson City Hall, from the Greene County Legislature in Catskill, from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere in local libraries. You've heard live broadcasts from local libraries in Chatham, in Cairo, in Catskill, and Hudson. WGXC is everywhere at local farmers markets. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from the Hudson Farmers Market and from the Catskill Farmers Market. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from local businesses like the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, like the Stair Gallery in Hudson, like Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. WGXC is broadcast from Rieder Bauer's Resort in Round Top, from Stack's Pub in Cairo, from M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, from the Hudson Lodge, from the Half Moon in Hudson, from Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson, from the Beverly in Kingston, from the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, from the Catskill Community Theater, from the Cannonball Factory in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere broadcasting from local nonprofits. You've heard WGXC broadcast from the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, from the Greene County Council on the Arts in Catskill, from Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, from the Catskill Senior Center, from the Catskill Community Center, from the Hudson Youth Center, from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and from Basilica Hudson. WGXC is everywhere, and we're asking for your pledge to keep it that way. Radio coming to you from everywhere. Please call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference to keep local radio coming out of your speakers, broadcasting from a variety of local locations where you can walk on the radio and talk on the radio. Please give us a call at 518-697-7400 to support local radio from everywhere locally. Support community radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Only you can keep the community radio coming out of your speakers by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate. It's your big chance to make a difference in your community. Keep local voices on this soapbox. Keep the platform open for local discussion of local issues. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
Altogether Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on Altogether Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
Maybe love is competition. that makes us raise the bar and better ourselves. We could be so good if we work together.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Hudson Valley can expect six straight days with temperatures in the 90s this weekend, the first time since 2013 for such a heat wave. This weekend, temperatures are expected to reach the upper 90s. Sunday, July 1st could reach 97 degrees, with the heat index, a combination of heat and humidity, making it feel like 107 degrees. Meteorologists and medical experts do not recommend working outside in the heat and say everyone should drink plenty of water. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Television station WNYT reports that 99 immigrants arrived at the Albany County Jail June 27th, coming from San Diego. Sheriff Craig Apple says most came from China, Bangladesh, Nepal, or Cameroon in Asia. Apple said, and I quote, "I can't change what's going on in this country regarding immigration. It's well beyond appalling. But on a local level, I think I can take something that's horrible and turn it into something positive," end quote. The sheriff says interpreters and pro bono legal counsel are going to be provided for the immigrants. And you can read the full story on WNYT website. On June 27th, Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a Republican immigration bill that 112 Republicans voted against. The bill failed with 301 votes against, including all Democrats. Last week, Fassel voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193, with Democrats and 40 Republicans voting against. Paul Tonko, the Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, voting against both bills. The Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2018, which failed this week, was said to be a compromise measure, although it received fewer votes. Fassel tweeted, and I quote, "Our immigration system is broken, and today the House failed to take meaningful steps to fix it by rejecting the compromise bill. This bill would have ensured parents and children stay together, strengthen border security, and resolve DACA," end quote. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children. From their parents at the border before Congress takes July 4th holiday break. But now that seems unlikely. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that in Ulster County it will soon be much more difficult to recycle. The Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency stops accepting single-stream recycling on January 1, 2019, and the town of Ulster won't accept single-stream recycling at its transfer station beginning August 1. Single-stream means mixed or commingling recycle, and eventually the paper, cardboard, glass, metal, and plastic needs to be sorted. But when it is mixed, the paper often gets contaminated, costing the recycler money. And recyclers are paying less for materials, with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency claiming it lost almost $50,000 on its recycling efforts in the first 5 months of 2018. But Kingston Mayor Steve Noble is not buying this argument, alleging the board has, and I quote, "created a crisis and made this seem like a crisis, making it seem that our agency is stockpiling single-stream recycling, making it seem that we have no place to put it, making it that there's an emergency happening in Ulster County, and it's just not true," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Friday with a high near 79 and a low around 63. Saturday should also be sunny with a high near 87 and a low around 72. Sunday the heat turns on with a high of 92 and sunny skies and a low around 70. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre at Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, June 29th, The WGXC Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive continues with Tom Rowe live in Accra on the WGXC Morning Show from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by City Folk hosted by Frederick Arnold until noon. Jared Widges-Coog will be live in the Hudson studio for the Sugar Shack Jukebox after the news hour until 2 o'clock. And later on in the evening at 7 o'clock, for our guest DJ slot this week, the James White Birthday Jam. James White, host of WGXC's Music Maestro Hour, celebrates his birthday, featuring a special Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive mix of rhythm and blues, soul, gospel, funk, and more. That's live in Hudson until 9:30.
Saturday, there are special programs all day during the Transmission Arts broadcast on WGXC and Waveform Standing Wave Radio. Nothing Is Real Radio Hour is on at 11 a.m. with more Ocracoke recordings. And at 8 p.m., tune into the Saturday Night Special, an echolocation show about the Dawn Chorus. There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events. Friday, June 29th, there's a workshop with Karsten Masai, the curative educator and therapist based in Switzerland. It's at the Medebee Farm in Ghent at 4 p.m. Also, Friday, June 29th, Leslie Stevens and the Eft perform at Hilo in Catskill at 8:30 p.m. There should be a live web stream of that show, as there is for most every show at Hilo in Catskill, on the WGXC website. Turn out or tune in to Hilo in Catskill, 365 Main Street, Friday, June 29th for Leslie Stevens and the Eft. The band Southbound performs at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham on Friday, June 29th. Saturday, June 30th, the Eldridge Research Center in Rensselaerville has a birding hike with Philippa Dunn leading and listening to calls from avians in the area. That's at the Eldridge Research Center in Rensselaerville, 285 Pond Hill Road. Starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, June 30th. The Ankrum Opera House has a Introduction to Storytelling, 10 a.m. Saturday, June 30th, where attendees can learn how to tell their own story, how to organize it, and create connections to audiences. The Henry Hudson Riverfront Park hosts the Take Care Fair Saturday, June 30th. It's also on Sunday, July 1st. Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., with talks, classes, wellness products, and more. The Thompson Drew Gallery in Chatham hosts Mark La Rivière and also Josh Connors and Otto Gardner. The opening for Mark La Rivière's A Certain Light exhibition, 4 p.m., Saturday, June 30th. With music from Josh Connors and Otto Gardner at the Thompson Giroux Gallery, 57 Main Street in Chatham, Saturday, June 30th. PS21 in Chatham, 7 p.m. Saturday, June 30th, has an opening night with accordionist Guy Klusovesic, the Take Dance Group, comedian Hillary Chaplin, Vannevar Caravan, and the Parsons Dance Group. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 30th at PS21 in Chatham. Niall Connolly and James Hearn perform at Hilo in Catskill on Saturday, June 30th. There should be a live web stream of the show at WGXC.org. Click on the Listen Now button at the top of any WGXC webpage and scroll down to find the web stream. Also Saturday, June 30th, David Cale's Songs for Charming Strangers is at the Ankrum Opera House at 8:30 p.m. Sunday, July 1st, There's a natural dye retreat at the Letterbox Farm in Hudson. That's at 4161 Route 9 from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You can tour the farm and learn about natural dye from Drop Forge and Tool. Sunday, July 1st, there's an interfaith dialogue at the Reformed Church of Saugerties with the Reverend Aro Raikkonen, the All Amana Center Executive Director. That's at noon at the Reformed Church of Saugerties, Sunday, July 1st. Also at noon, Sunday, July 1st, there's a daytime show at Hilo and Catskill with Invia, Itch Princess, and Stotfill's SVB performing. Again, that's at noon at Hilo and Catskill, and there should be a live web stream online at wgxc.org. Sunday, July 1st, the Hudson Area Library hosts Folk Tales and Stories for Little Ones and Their Families. Pamela Badilla on hiatus, Sam Gruber is leading the summer reading program. It starts Sunday, July 1st and lasts through August 26th at the Hudson Area Library. Monday, July 2nd, there's a Caro Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Caro Town Hall. Also, Monday, July 2nd, Bobby Previtt's Double Trio performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Two organs and two saxophones. Go to HelsinkiHudson.com for more information about the show. Monday, July 2nd at 8 p.m. from Bobby Previtt's Double Trio. Tuesday, July 3rd, there's a Catskill Town Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. And there will be a live web stream on WGXC.org and on the Town of Catskill website. Turn out or tune in to the Catskill Town Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd. Wednesday is July 4th, and there are various fireworks displays and other events, including an old-fashioned Independence Day at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, Wednesday, July 4th.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's WGXC.